Maryland's Morning News on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Good Monday morning to you. I'm Brian Neiman. Paula Deen, you know, she has sold a lot of books, really, since being fired from her TV jobs after admitting using the N-word in the past. There is a group of supporters who are sticking with Paula Deen, especially after that interview on the Today Show. They've put together basically a butter wrapper campaign where you send in the wrappers of sticks of butter to the companies that fired her over the last couple of weeks. And joining me now is John Schmidt, who came up with this idea. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.
Good morning.
Tell me why you feel this is necessary and what you want people to do who support Paula Deen today.
Well, if they haven't already joined the campaign and sent in butter wrappers, I would encourage them to go to butterforpaula.org, where there's a list of the addresses of the companies that have stepped away from her, and send a butter wrapper to them and let them know that, you know, they support Paula and that, you know, that there was a rush to judgment here and perhaps they should reconsider.
You say a rush to judgment. Why do you think that they fired her? Do you think they fired her because of the media crush over this, or did you think they looked at it and said, well, she did admit to using the N-word on more than one occasion?
I think they looked at the media rush and they thought, we have to get ahead of this. We have to do something. If we don't make a stand here, then we're going to be guilty by association. And, you know, the depositions were released kind of shady-like, I believe. And I think they should have, you know, stood behind her at least through the trial.
Right. She is being accused of discrimination. I mean, it's more than just using the N-word one time. She's accused of discrimination by some people who used to work with her, or work for her, I should say. And they say she used the N-word. She admitted to using the N-word once on the Today Show, but if you look at her deposition, she said that she probably had used that word more than once.
Right. She's being accused of discrimination by one person who used to work for her, who, before they filed this suit, sent several letters to her saying, if you give me $1.25 million, I'll go away, and if you don't, then you're going to have to pay the price for this to be played out in the media. And the day the suit was filed and the deposition was filed, Ms. Jackson's attorney released the deposition to the National Enquirer because, you know, instead of the HuffPost or the New York Times.
I'm curious, have you heard from the Food Network, QVC, Sears, or Walmart, any of these companies where you're sending these butter wrappers to?
I have yet to get a response. Some of the people on the We Support Paula Deen Facebook page have gotten the typical stand, form letter responses that basically say, thank you for your opinion, but we stand behind what we did. I got a tweeted response from Sears and Kmart, obviously, same parent company, who, you know, basically said, thank you, we're monitoring the situation, but we have ended our partnership with her.
Have you heard from Paula at all?
I have not heard from Paula. And, you know, with everything that's going on, the lawsuit, the death of her aunt, her son's marriage, I am probably the last thing on her mind, and that's as it should be.
All right. Well, John, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. John Schmidt is running a campaign, a butter wrapper campaign, in support of Paula Deen.